I am so pleased to be part of this company. I'm going to read just one poem. It borrows its form from the nursery rhyme, The House That Jack Built, or from Elizabeth Bishop's A Visit to Bedlam. Each stanza is one line longer than the one before, and each stanza ends with a version of the same line. It's called House of Beauty. In Jersey City, on Tonelli Avenue, the House of Beauty is burning. On a Sunday morning in January, under the chilly shadow of the Pulaski Skyway, the House of Beauty is burning. Who lobbed the fire bottle through the glass, in among the creams and thrones, the helmets and clippers and combs? Who set the House of Beauty burning? In the dark recess beside the sink, where heads lay back to be laved under the perfected heads rode along the walls, the hopeful photographs of possibility darken now that the House of Beauty is burning. The skyway beetles in the ringing cold, trestle arcing the steel river and warehouses, truck lots and Indian groceries, a new plume of smoke joining the others, billow of dark thought rising from the broken forehead of the House of Beauty. An emission almost too small to notice just now, alarm still ringing, the flames new launched on their project of ruining an effort at pleasure, glass jutting like cracked ice in the window frame. No one inside. The fire department on the way. All things by nature, wrote Virgil, are ready to get worse. No surprise, then, that the House of Beauty is burning. Though whatever happens, however far these fires proceed, reducing history to powder, whatever the House of Beauty made is untouchable now. Nothing can undo so many heads made lovely, or at least acceptable, so much shapelessness given what are called permanence, though nothing holds a fixed form. Bring on the flames. What does it matter if the house is burning? Propose a new beauty, perennially unhoused. Neither the lost things nor the fire itself, but the objects in their dresses of disaster. Anything clothed in its own passage. Padded vinyl chair burst into smoky tongues. Lucite helmet sagged to a new version of its dome. Our black bridge, a charred rainbow on iron legs, two ruby eyes glowering from its crown. If beauty is burning, what could you save? The House of Beauty is a house of flames.